I ended up thinking about resilience this week. When I was thinking about my pillow, it's a memory foam pillow, and most specifically, I was thinking about the name of the material, memory foam, and I was trying to figure out what it remembers. And I thought it could just as easily be marketed as forgetting foam, because the big selling point is that it goes back to the same way it was when you get off of it. So the memory foam I was thinking about, I realized, is a very good representation of one kind of resilience, which is this month's theme, as you may know. It bounces back. It returns to its original state. When we get sick with a cold, or we scrape our knee, or when somebody says some little hurtful thing, oftentimes we can have that kind of resilience. Something bad happens, we don't get bent out of shape, we just bounce right back to our original state. The human body and mind is very good. It has an amazing inborn ability to bounce back and absorb all the little bumps and bruises that life gives us on a daily basis. But this is not the only kind of resilience. Big difficulties in our lives leave a mark on us that doesn't just get forgotten the way that memory foam can forget. We change. Resilience is not just about returning to the way things were. Sometimes that just can't happen. When you have to move and change schools, when a relationship falls apart, when somebody dies, the body and mind don't respond to these things the same way they do getting over a stuffy nose or an unkind word. We will not be the same kind of person we were before these things happen, because they stay with us. They will not let us return to the way things were. In fact, when things like this happen, it's often our wanting things to return to the way they were that keeps us from being truly resilient. These times call for a different kind of resilience. Now, Jumping Mouse, in the story we just heard, needed to call upon this second kind of resilience when she found herself suddenly blind. She knew that she couldn't see again, and that no amount of wanting and wishing would give her her sight back. Now, while we don't often face situations quite as dramatic as this, we all have many situations to deal with in our lives where we find ourselves up against something we can't control. The only thing that matters in these situations, the only thing that matters, is how much we can let go and how much we can be willing to change with life. There is someone who me and my friends knew, weren't very close with him. I'll call him Jeff for now to keep his anonymity. But he was on a lot of drugs. He was not a very nice person either. He often got into fights and got in trouble with the law, and he was just kind of around our circle of friends. Anyhow, he must have been very depressed, because about 7 years ago, he decided to end his own life. It didn't work. He survived his fall, but he did lose the use of his legs forever. I know this might sound like a very depressing story, but what happened next was really amazing. Over the next few months, Jeff really seemed to change for the better. He was gentler, he was quieter, he stopped using drugs completely. He became deeply involved in racing a special kind of bicycle that's hand-operated, made for people with disabilities. He was just more content and at peace than I'd ever seen him before. I don't really know what went on inside his mind, but it is clear to see that even though he had been through hell, he did not use this event to look back on his life at all the things that could have been. But instead, he looked forward. He was changed and more willing to face the world than he was before. Jeff was able to find his far-off land of happiness, and I'm sure it was not in the way that he thought it would, but it happened just the same. We can learn from the difficult things that happen to us in life. We can change the stories of our lives. We can learn to let go of our ideas about how our life is going to unfold in the future and see what we have here, right now. We can't be unchanging pillars as the world changes around us. But we can choose what it means to us and make it a part of our life stories. To be resilient in this second, more profound way, we have to be willing to let life touch our hearts, to feel deeply, and to be transformed. May this church always be a place where we can fully embody our third principle, to accept each other and to encourage each other to grow in spirit.